Hi, it's Alan Carrington from the Centre of Learning and Professional Development at the University of Adelaide, and this is another episode of Between the Buttons. I'm really thrilled that Mike Keppel from Charles Sturt University. Mike, welcome to Adelaide.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I mean, last time we did this was San Francisco and Macworld, but I'm really interested that, firstly, Mike, congratulations on being the president of Ascolyte, and Ascolyte means...
Ascolyte is the Australasian Society of Computers and Learning in Tertiary Education.
And yeah, and it does an absolutely great conference for any teachers who want to work out what the latest and greatest in technology and learning is all about. Mike, your work in learning spaces is really quite fascinating. Tell me, what does the classroom look like these days?
I think that's a good question. I think what the modern learning classroom is like today is changing. We're really integrating and blending physical and virtual learning environments. And I think this is where it's getting quite exciting. The concept that we have a physical room, and I think in that physical classroom, the learning space needs to be flexible, moldable, allow for new pedagogies. But the virtual learning space needs to actually mirror that and allow lots of those interactions at the same time. So the modern classroom today, I don't think, is four walls. I think the modern classroom today is wherever the student is, that's where they're going to be learning. And mobile spaces, personal spaces, physical spaces, virtual spaces are going to be all blended. And I think that's particularly important.
That's a real challenge to teaching, don't you think? I mean, how does a teacher manage that process?
Well, I think that's a good question, but I think what we need to do as good teachers, we need to be aware of the new spaces that may afford different learning experiences. So an innovative and motivated teacher would really be thinking about how they can use the affordances of these different spaces to, if you like, accentuate or enhance teaching and learning. It does mean a rethink of what we mean by teaching and learning in space. But I think a motivated teacher would take on the challenge to actually think about how they're going to do that.
Right. We've only got 5 minutes on there and we're up to two already. This is a big subject. What about virtual space? What is that going to look like? How does that fit?
Well, I think the big thing with virtual space is the concept that what we have to do, we have to get away from this idea that teaching occurs face-to-face. Some of it does, some of it doesn't. But the virtual spaces, I think, really look at the concept that what we're looking at in the virtual space, we have traditionally learning management systems like Blackboard and Moodle, right. Sakai. The idea we have now is that I think laid around these spaces, we've got many of the freely available types of things like YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all of these particular ones that I think universities can begin to utilise. It's not without risk in terms of not having control of these, but I think we have to enter some of the spaces that students use. I think as we've discussed before, there has to be relevance in coming into those spaces. And I think we have to think about and utilise these spaces so that what we can do is explore the pedagogical value of them. So the virtual side, I think, is getting quite excited and it's being developed very quickly.
Yeah, asynchronous versus synchronous. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, you're talking about virtual space. What about the asynchronous spaces? Is that changing? I guess that is too.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. We have to look at what space is needed in these areas. Synchronous communication is important, but for students, we don't necessarily have to have that. Asynchronous, what we have to do is think about the concept that we need to think about what we're doing. If we need to give students to think and reflect and to complete projects, to discuss in a different way, then the asynchronous spaces are equally valid, if not more valid. And I tend to think the virtual environment, the asynchronous, is going to be accentuated even further than the synchronous.
Thanks, Mike. Again, it's such a big subject. We've got a five-minute limit, as I mentioned. But I've been talking to Mike Keppel from Charles Sturt University about the importance and the change of learning spaces. Mike, thank you for your time, and I hope we can do this again.
Thanks, Anel. Yeah.